Blog Talk Radio.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, like 2x miles on every purchase.
The noise canceling! You're being too loud. Thank you!
Good choice!
Ooh. My lucky number.
Earn 5x miles on flights.
Enjoy your stay.
Going up?
And 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel. Plus, get access to over 1,300 airport lounges.
White wine, please.
And maybe see the one and only Taylor Swift. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
This is a product of Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is Honeybee, Olasky's American Songbook. On and off on Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I am the fourth time, you know, Internet Radio Wonder, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, disc jockey and broadcasting lifetime achiever elect. My name is simply Olasky. Tonight we get into a wonderful and outstanding array of beautiful music brought to you by the conductor, Nelson Riddle, and written by the outstanding Cole Porter. And tonight I want to introduce my wonderful and outstanding co-host. This person here needs no introduction. The 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect and the 2020 wonderful International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting this Ronnie, the two-time WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient for 2018 and 2020, the Magic Man Haru, Huni Bach Atun. Huni, how are you tonight?
Hey, peace, peace. I'm doing excellent. I know you are.
Hey, man. I can't wait for this. Yes, indeed. And, of course, we bring on to you our brand-new intern to our network and a wonderful COO herself, Phantom Music Entertainment, the wonderful and outstanding Tiana Speaks. How are you, young lady?
Hello. I am doing great because I'm going to be spending my night with you guys tonight, two awesome individuals. Hello, all the listeners.
We thank you.
Get ready for some greatness.
Listen, we're going to start off with the Cole Porter songbook right away. And all the folks out there, tell a friend, man. This is good, good music tonight. And we start off with the wonderful and outstanding Bobby Darin. How about that with Nelson Riddle? Let's go.
Beyond the shore.
the wonderful Bobby Darin, y'all. And, of course, a lot of times people don't understand about Bobby Darin. He is a person, man, that always came to play ball when it came down to wonderful music and outstanding performances through the 1950s and 1960s right there in the wonderful town of Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're going to bring on our wonderful co-host. And, of course, tonight, my stenographer this evening will be Tiana Speaks, giving you some information on different people that we play tonight. But first, Huni Bakatun, how you feel about that first song by the great Bobby Darin? Hope he's there. Huni! All right. So we're going to go to Tiana Speaks. There he is. Okay. How you feel about that first song by Bobby Darin tonight?
Man, it's amazing to see the evolution. That was all live. Nothing digital. That was a whole band that was up in the studio doing that right there. You get what I'm saying? You see the difference?
Yes.
That was big band at its finest.
Listen, man, you ain't heard nothing yet, man. Organic music. Tiana, how you feel about Bobby Darin?
To be honest, when I hear songs like that, because I'm from a different era, it makes me wonder what life was like back then. And it feels like it was just a way more peaceful time, you know, with more love and more understanding, you know. And the comparison to the music today is totally different. So it almost, it's like, you know, when you hear songs like that, it's almost like you time travel, you know, even if you aren't from that particular era, you know. And I definitely appreciate music, you know.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, I love him. Many different times in Las Vegas, I got a chance to see different videos on him. It was wonderful times. Now I'm going to play Huni Bakhtun's favorite song and one of his outstanding performances in championships. Hey, Huni, do you remember this song right here by the great Nat King Cole?
Oh, heaven yes.
Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it I have so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you. What I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it I have so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love. Simply mean I love you.
The great, man. Outstanding Nat King Cole, and no one like
him.
Other than his daughter, Mayday, both rest in peace, the great Natalie Cole. But, you know, before going to stenographer Tiana Speaks, talk to the Hall of Fame legend himself, the Magic Man Haru. How you feel about Nat King Cole, sir?
Man, Nat King Cole was a jolly old soul. Remember that one?
Yes, I do. And I actually was old King Cole, but you know, I'm gonna let he slide with that one. You crazy. And Tiana Speaks, you have anything to say about the great Nat King Cole?
Yes, I do. First, I want to comment on the song. You know, no matter, you know, what area you're from, you know, automatically, when you hear those three little words, you already know what those three little words are. Because how many people, you know, out there are just wanting to hear those words from the loving individual in their life and have never heard them? So the song is still relatable today. No matter if it's from your mother, you haven't never heard them from your mother, or you never heard them from your father, or you've never heard them from your significant other. You know, so it's still relatable. So how is it that, you know, a lot of people are legends and they make songs that are timeless? And I feel like definitely this man was definitely, and he recorded over 100 songs, you know, so that says a lot, you know. Also, you know, he acted in films and on television and performed on Broadway and was the first African-American man to host an American television series. You know,
that's
and
right.
He learned from his mother, his music lessons came from his mother and father. So from your mother and father that instilled something great in you, and you become a legend. And look, 1956 is 2022. What does that say?
Yes. You know, it's crazy about that, you know, being the first African-American to have a television series. And what's sad about that, Tiana, is that no one wanted to sponsor this man. Okay, they were, you know, Nat King Cole said himself, you know, Madison Avenue is afraid of the dark. And that's a shame. Winnie Barker, what do you have to say about that and the outstanding stenography tonight of Tiana Speaks?
Man, first I want to say something about that sister, man. Tiana, I'm telling you, you are a natural divine gift. Think about something.
Aww.
During this that time, with all the racial tension and things that was happening, things was able to be a lot more universal when that music was being played. You get what I'm saying? Seemed like it had ability to actually stop the things that was happening during that day and time.
Yes. And we go on now to the Cole Porter Songbook. And every song tonight was conducted by the great Nelson Riddle, who was the conductor for Frank Sinatra and the conductor for Count Basie, and the conductor for Louis Armstrong, and the conductor for Sam Cooke, the great Nelson Riddle. Tonight, we take you back down that wonderful Las Vegas Strip. We give you Dean Martin. Yes, sir.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. On a lilac tree in the heart of town, can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. stop and stare, they don't bother me. For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the street where you live. Can be here on the street where you live. Can be here on the street where you live.
Yes, indeed. The great Dean Martin right here on these WBNN stations. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. How do you feel about that, Mr. Huni Bakatun, before we go into our stenography tonight?
Man, that was amazing. I'm gonna be honest with you. As a person who loves soul music, I got to give it up to Dean, man. He was sounding pretty good on that selection right there.
Yes, indeed. Tiana, stenography time. All right, hopefully Tiana's there. Yeah, I hope she ain't fought in the spirit, y'all.
Yes.
I know she's trying to get things. There she is. She fought in the spirit like Andre Presley. All right, talk to us about Dean Martin tonight.
Dean Martin was an American singer, actor, and comedian, one of the most popular and enduring American entertainers of the mid-20th century. He performed at nightclubs and later had numerous appearances on radio, television, and film. Following an acrimonious ending of the partnership in 1956, Martin pursued a solo career as a performer and actor. Martin established himself as a singer, recording numerous contemporary songs, as well as standards from the Great American Songbook, which you're doing tonight.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, Dean Martin was also a pioneer of the civil rights movement, helping, with Frank Sinatra, with Sammy Davis Jr., who was barred from the Las Vegas Strip, y'all. How about that? It was a time where black performers could perform, but they couldn't stay in the casino hotels. And, of course, Dean and Frank Sinatra were big proponents of ending and bringing desegregation to the Las Vegas Strip. How about that? And one more can be said tonight. You know, go ahead, Tiana.
Do you know that they actually have, it's funny, you played the song in the casino now. I mean, right now, in 2022, they have Dean Martin machines that play his music. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, in Atlantic City and Las Vegas and in Reno. Yes. How about that? That's a wonderful, wonderful part of your stenography tonight. Outstanding performances. We go to the bad boy, right? From the bad boy to the bad girl. We all know about Donna Washington. How she stood up for Quincy Jones, you know, saying, hey, he's going to be my composer. And his name is Quincy Jones, and my name is Donna Washington. Woo, we talking about the diva, y'all. Let's get it.
You want me to sound like Julie London?
No, I'll sound like Donna Washington.
Would you rather me sound like Lady?
I'd like you to sound like Donna Washington.
I could sound like Spokane Washington.
I'd like you to sound like Diana Washington.
Now, you say you're lonely. You cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river, 'cause I cried a river over you. Ooh. And now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. So what? Just cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, go on and cry me a river. I'd like to see you cry a river. Cause I'm tired of crying over you.
The great and outstanding velvet voice of the one and only Dinah Washington. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. What a wonderful, wonderful rendition. Honey Buckatoon, how do you feel about the bad girl of 1950s R&B?
Man, you know, is it me or her style was just like the almost like a beginning for Diana Ross and some of the other greats, man. Her style was very, very unique. A trendsetter, you know?
The greatest thing about her, man, you know, she was a great friend of the outstanding preacher, Reverend C.L. Franklin. And a lot of times, man, when Aretha was growing up in her home, Dinah Washington was always there, encouraging her to be the great that she would become. As you know, talking to her at 9 years old, saying, you're going to be one of the greatest singers of all time. Now, we're talking about a little child hearing that from Dinah Washington. Wow. Now, sonography time. Tiana.
Dinah Washington was an American singer and pianist who has been cited as the most popular black female recording artist of the 1950s songs. Primarily a jazz vocalist, she performed and recorded in a wide variety of styles, including blues, R&B, and traditional pop music, and gave herself the title of Queen of the Blues. She was a 1986 inductee of the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. Her birth name was Ruth Lee Jones. She was born on August 29, 1924 in Alabama. She died on December 14, 1963, which is awesome because, you know, she died before I was born. However, she was inducted in the Hall of Fame when I was alive. What does that say? That's amazing. How many years later? That's an achievement. Beyond, even when you're in the grave, you can still achieve amazing things.
Yes, indeed. You know, the legacy continues with Dinah Washington, a trendsetter and a trailblazer, bar excellence and wonderful person. And she helped a whole lot of people along the way. Now, the next person, good Lord Almighty, you talk about a trendsetter? This young lady sang at the Savoy Ballroom when she was 14 years old and won the Amateur Night of the Apollo as a teenager. She became an outstanding role model for all singers before her and after her. She was, of course, you know, discovered by the great late Chick Webb and his orchestra and became a overnight sensation. The outstanding. Ready for this, Tony Buckatoon? Watch this, Tiana. He gonna say something real cool after I say this. You know what I'm about to play next, Mr. Honey Buckatoon?
You got me curious.
The great Ella Fitzgerald, girl. Let's go.
Woo! At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest. I hate parading my serenading and will probably miss the bar.
Can even express or define the great Ella Fitzgerald. And I got a chance to play her on one of my shows last year, 2021, when I was interviewing a lot of different poets around the world. And that poet was actually Sylvia L. Blaylock and her, you know, her dissertation and her interview when I played all of Ella Fitzgerald's great hits. Honey Bakatoon, there's only one Ella Fitzgerald.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Love her singing. One of my personal favorites. Hey, let me say this right quick. You know, I pride myself as being a soul man, a real, real soul man, right? And that's one of the things that we really identify, or we can be identified as the original people of this planet by soul, right? And a lot of times they equate dancing. Now, I need someone to explain Fred Astaire. I got to give it up to him. You know, I got to give it up to that dude. That dude was a dancing dude, man.
Yes, he was. Him and Ginger Rogers, man. You know, Fred Astaire, born in Austria, you know, studied under the great person that I'm about to play. If you know what, though, this is nothing but the spirit of the Holy One. Because the next, you know, song I'm about to do was the man that trained Fred Astaire. Now, that's not the person who's going to sing the song, but the person singing the song is about the person trained that man to dance. But first, our stenography on Miss Ella Fitzgerald by Tiana Speaks.
Ella Jean Fitzgerald was an American jazz singer, sometimes referred to as the First Lady of Song, Queen of Jazz, and Lady Ella. She was noted for her purity of tone, impeccable dictation, phrasing, timing, intonation, and horn-like improvisational ability, particularly in her scat singing. After a tumultuous adolescence, Fitzgerald found stability and musical success with Chick Webb Orchestra, performing across the country but most often associated with Savoy Ballroom in Harlem. Her rendition of nursery rhyme, A Tisket, A Tasket, helped boost both her and Webb to national fame. After taking over a band when Webb died, Fitzgerald left it behind in 1942 to start her solo career. Her manager was Moe Gale, co-founder of Savoy, until she turned to the rest of her career over to Norman Granz, who founded Vervey Records to produce the new records by Fitzgerald. With the Vervey, she recorded some of her more widely noted works, particularly her interpretations of the Great American Songbook, the songbook that is brought to you today by Brother O, who is a true polymath, especially when it comes to music.
I thank you so much for that, Miss Tiana Speaks. I only do it because I love it. Now, Honey Buckatoon, I got something for you. Now, you just brought up Fred Astaire, didn't you? So, here's this.
Okay.
Yes. Listen, he fell in spirit too, but that's okay. You know, him and Andrea must be kindred spirits. But, however, that's what happens when my music goes, you know, it touches the soul. But, you know, 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation. Please do. You know, and join us tonight to celebrate these outstanding artists in my American songbook. The next person, what can we say about this man? I already mentioned him early in this program. The great Sammy Davis Jr. And his rendition and love for the man that helped him learn, you know, the soft shoe, the sand walk, the hucklebuck, the outstanding variety of tap dancing. But without this man, Mr. Honey Buckatoon, there would have been no Fred Astaire. He's singing tonight about the great William Robinson, known as Bill Robinson, known as Bojangles. Oh, my goodness. Honey, here we go.
Favorite.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high, and then he'd lightly touch down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was. Well, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked of life. Lord, he talked of life. Laughed, slapped his leg a step. Said his name was Bojangles, then he danced a lick. Right across the cell, he grabbed his pants, took a better stance, jumped up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he let go a laugh. Lord, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles. Lord, he could dance. He told me of the times he worked for minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he, they just traveled about. But his dog up and died, dog up and died. And after 20 years he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks for my drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head. Lord, when he shook his head, I could swear I heard someone say, please. Mr. Bojangles, I'm Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance, 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 please dance. I'm Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Why can't you come back and dance? Please, Bojangles. Dance. Again, Bojangles.
Sammy Davis talked about the time he was down and out with the Will Mastin's trio, and they were trying to find venues to do their work. And it was Bill Robinson that helped them along the way when Sammy was just a teenager. His father and his uncle, Will Mastin was his uncle, his father was Sammy Davis Sr., and Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. Hooney Bakatoon, what do you have to say about the greatest entertainer that ever lived? This is Sammy Davis Jr.
Hey, who can make the sun shine and mix it up with glee? Hey, don't let me have the Elvis got start coming out now.
Uh-oh. Your feelings on Sammy Davis.
And I love Sammy Davis, and he definitely paved the way. One of the greatest entertainers of all our time, and actually, he was actually before his own time. Now, I know that might seem kind of crazy, but look, help me out with something. Are you saying that Fred Astaire was trained to dance by Sammy Davis?
No, by Bill Bojangles Robinson.
Really?
Yes, indeed. Let me tell you the story before we go into stenography. It was a time when Fred Astaire was on the, you know, on the apron. A Warner Brothers. And he looked and said, my God, what type of man is this? And at that time, Bojangles was in a movie with Sir Shirley Temple. And, you know, he saw and he wanted to be trained. And the rest is history.
Wow. Man, I tell you, you are a walking encyclopedia, man. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I needed
yes,
that one.
Yes, you are. I was getting almost a similar thing.
Yes, and now our stenography from our brand new intern, Ms. Speaks.
Well,
no play on words, but speak.
Before I say that, I just want to say, you know, before I go into it, that you are absolutely amazing, Brother O. Like, your knowledge is truly extensive. Like, you, even not even just, you know, your musical knowledge, but just your knowledge in general. And no matter, you have so many hosts on this network, and you're always able to add something. Like, you're always a teacher. Like, for instance, right now, you know, all this music is way before my time, you know. So I know that no matter what show I come on with you, or any time that you come on and you open your mouth and you speak, I'm going to learn, you know. And I appreciate that. And I thank you for that. And I just wanted you to know that.
And thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, Samuel George Davis Jr. was an American singer, dancer, actor, comedian, film producer, and television director. At age 3, Davis began his career in vaudeville with his father, Sammy Davis Jr., in Will Mastin Trio, which toured nationally, and his film career began in 1933. After military service, Davis returned to the trio and became an overnight sensation following a nightclub performance at Ciro's after a 1951 Academy Awards. With the trio, he became the recording artist. In 1954, at the age of 29, he lost his left eye in a car accident. Several years later, he converted to Judaism, finding commonalities between the oppression experienced by African-American and Jewish communities. He had a starring role on the Broadway in Mr. Wonderful with Cheetah Rivera. In 1960,
yes,
he appeared in the Rat Pack film Ocean's 11. He returned on the stage in 1964, musical adaptation of Clifford Odets' Golden Boy opposite Paula Wayne. Davis was nominated for a Tony Award for his performance. One thing I want to ask, you know, Huni, you know, your show and the things you talk about, what do you think about, you know, his conversion to Judaism?
You know what? All praise due to All in All, because see, that's the misnomer. As an original Hebrew, we don't convert. We the original. So if the other ones just actually convert, as a matter of fact, I will say this, though. When we had it, it was Hebrew without the H sound. When they took it, it became Jewish. It's a difference, y'all.
Wow. And then another thing about Sammy Davis. You know, about Sammy Davis, he went back to his origin. And I love what Huni just said. It's almost like the encyclopedias always say he converted. But really, he found himself. And now, we talk about someone he studied. He studied completely as an originator of the hype man. And like back in the day when my mom and dad were young, they would say, Are you hip? No one can be more hip than this man I'm about to play right now. The outstanding Cab Calloway. Let's get it, y'all.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato, please, too. Here's cacciatore, Dore. Here's the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Having a derby, Irby. Look in the fendel, Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Dee Dee, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. So there, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishia. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Faith, Buster, Chairs, Chops, Swamp. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
They're great. Great band leader, Mr. Cab Calloway. Yes, I did it, and I love it. This is music, the American Songbook by me, your honeybee, Olasky. 516-453-9133. Press 1, y'all, to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Mr. Willie Bakatoon, how you feel about that, sir?
Man, I'm feeling mighty, mighty proud right about now. I mean, may the celestial, terrestrial beings all pay you the respect that's due to you. Because trust me, not only are you gathering a lot of people around from all over the world, you're also having a chance to be able to expand their mind and their knowledge, man. So I personally thank you so much for my upline. You know, I normally do a lot of teaching, but now I'm actually sitting in the audience and being taught by a master. So I salute you, man, no doubt.
Listen, man, I love it. I love it. And what more can we say? But the stenographer tonight, Tiana, talk to us about Mr. Cab Calloway.
Well, first of all, I'm disappointed because I like to eat. I would have loved to be over his house and I would have ate all the food. I just want to say that before I go.
Andy called out names. You know what I mean? You know, Banana, Tiana, everybody eat when they come to my house.
I might have had a banana, but at least I would have been fed. I love anybody who feeds people. Okay.
Yeah, indeed.
So, Cab Calloway was an American singer, songwriter, band leader, conductor, dancer, and actor. He wasn't associated with the Cotton Club in Harlem, where he was a regular performer and became a popular vocalist of the swing era. His niche of mixing jazz and vaudeville won him acclaim during a career that spanned over 65 years. Calloway, isn't this a long time? That's amazing. Calloway was a master of energetic scat singing and led one of the most popular dance bands in the United States from the 1930s to the late 1940s. His band included Trumpeters, Dizzy Gillespie, Jonah Jones, and Adolphus Doc Cheatham. Saxophonist Ben Webster and Leon Chewberry, guitarist Danny Barker, bassist Milt Hinton, and drummer Cozy Cole. Calloway had several hit records in the 1930s and 40s, becoming known as the Heidi Ho Man of jazz for his most famous song, Minnie the Moocher, originally recorded in 1931. He reached the Billboard chart in 5 consecutive decades. Minnie the Moocher, I'm wondering, Minnie the Moocher, you know, the person who came over all the time and ate all the food? What should I say about that, brother?
Maybe the Mucci would be Tiana Speaks, but not to go there. No, I'm just kidding. But,
maybe
listen, you be over there. Everybody eats when they come to his house. And on that note,
yes.
Next is a person that we all love and cherish. Old Blue Eyes with Louis Armstrong and Count Basie.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin. Love and the spin that I'm in under that old black magic called love.
Matching on our network for almost 6 years. His name is Huni Block Atun. 55 years old, our old black magic. Thank you, Frank Sinatra, for singing about Huni. You don't give me one. And that's with a J and a K, y'all.
Yes, the real magic man. And I promise you, I won't cast a spell on you.
That's it. Please, though. No spellcasting right here. That's one of his first shows he ever did, man. You know, his second show ever was part one of spellcasting. But anyway, how do you feel about Old Blue Eyes, the great Frank Sinatra?
Hey, man, one of the greatest and one of the best to ever do it, but I also got to salute him, too. Not only was he bad by his own right, but he was used by All in All to not only be a bridge, because I appreciate the work he put in. You know, it's unfortunately that some people had the nature to try to block us from just being just regular human beings and for all the things that we went through. But I definitely give thanks for ones like him that actually stood up even against their own race and other people in order for us to be able to do what we should be able to do naturally, you know. So I definitely salute Frankie.
And now, of course, with our stenographer tonight, and she's going to bring on our first caller after her outstanding rendition, Tiana Speaks. Speak to us.
Yes, I will. Frank Sinatra, born Frank Albert Sinatra, was an American singer and actor, nicknamed Chairman of the Board, and later called Old Blue Eyes. Sinatra was one of the most popular entertainers of the 1940s, 1950s, and 1960s. He is among the world's best-selling music artists, with an estimated 150 million record sales. Born to Italian immigrants in Hoboken, New Jersey, Sinatra was greatly influenced by the intimate, easy-listening vocal style of Bing Crosby and began his musical career in the swing era with band leaders Harry James and Tommy Dorsey. He found success as a solo artist after signing with Columbia Records in 1940, becoming the idol of the Bobby Soxers. Sinatra released his debut album, The Voice of Frank Sinatra, in 1946. When his film career stalled in the early 1950s, Sinatra turned to Las Vegas, where he became one of its best-known residency performers and part of the famous Rat Pack. And the Rat Pack, actually, you know, we have performances here in Atlantic City, you know, that you can still see, and at Bally's Casino. They come there a lot. So I think it's amazing that people are still doing things in his honor, you know, and the Rat Pack as well.
I love it. I love it. And just what Louis Barkerton said, he was a trailblazer, gave money to the SCLC, which is the Sovereign Leadership Conference, Sovereign Christian Leadership Conference, that was, of course, chairman by the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he believed in justice for all. The greatest band leader he ever had was Count Basie, and the greatest composer and director was the outstanding Quincy Jones. And imagine that. Quincy Jones toured with Frank Sinatra for over 7 years. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Wow. And, you know, with the help of Gordon Jenkins and Nelson Riddle, wow, that's how Frank stayed relevant in the 1960s. Now, Tiana, bring on our first caller, please.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have our first caller, who is a personal friend of mine who loves WBNN and who absolutely listened to your show and loved it. And love the music, Brother O. So I introduce you to my friend, Matt. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Matthew. How are you enjoying the show today?
I'm definitely enjoying the show. I tuned in before. Hello to Brother O and Hooney as well. Like she said, I'm a friend of hers. I'm calling from South Jersey. Tuned into the first show maybe a little over a month ago. It was that show where you had some old school hip hop on, some Run DMC, I believe it was Rockbox, and an EPS. I think he was singing, had a song called The Greatest Man Alive or something to that effect, like some old school rap.
Yeah. That was Three Times Dope. Three Times Dope by EST and the boys. That's right.
That's it right there. And the Hooney was talking about like that, the Negro mentality and how it affects the community, Tiana was talking about, had that question about the Nephilim. Really interesting show. my first time tuning in. I used to listen to radio, but stopped listening to it for a lot of reasons. I won't get too into detail right now on the first call, but I definitely really like the show. I like what you talked about. I like the music that you were playing. Very interesting as far as, like, political-wise, as far as, like, the social system, about music as well, how it's changed over the years. Hip-hop has definitely gone in a pretty bizarre direction with this trap music and all of these things. I'm not going to knock it too much for right now, but I do believe some improvements need to be made. But it definitely feels great to hear some host that has something to say, some music that sounds great. And this is like a refreshing change with this the 1950s music with Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra. I tuned in. The first person you played, I believe his name was Darren.
Bobby Darin. Yes, yes. So we're beyond the sea. Yeah, man. You know, I appreciate you. You know, a lot of times we do shows here. Of course, the Legendary Mercy, the hip-hop program with our youth, you know, they play, you know, this is a democracy. You know, we have that, you know, that way. But it's always good to bring it back to the essence, and I really appreciate your call tonight because you're saying a lot of things that are near and dear to my heart, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, man, for calling in.
Yes, indeed. And it's funny that Tiana Speaks will bring up a person that I love very, very dearly. And Hootie Bakatoon, I'll tell you this, man, you know, this person influenced Frank Sinatra. And in her stenography, she didn't know that this person was going to be next. And this is one of, you know, our great International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominees, songs that I played on her show. What can we do? What shall we render? Please, Bing Crosby.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree? Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great, the miracle of any century? If they don't, just send them both to me. Must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
Tony Bacatoon, the great, great, great Bing Crosby. And you must have been a beautiful baby. He must have been talking about me. Because, baby, look at me now. Tony Bacatoon?
You know what? No, he didn't. No, he
yes,
didn't.
He did. You shouldn't be shy.
Oh, my God. Hey, look, let me say this right quick. I was out. Hey, shout out to, what was the brother's name? What was the brother's name? Matthew, that came on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, thank you so much, sir, for pressing that one. And it's always great, you know, for people to tune in and be able to press that one and voice their opinion, man. I love stuff like that. And I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, man. Don't be no stranger, okay? Please don't be no stranger.
All right. You're, you know, opinion of Mr. Bing Crosby.
Oh, he was nice, man. Very, very nice. You know, and again, it's sad. I first heard James Brown say this, so I'm going to say this in honor of him. In regards to whatever happens in our world, in America, mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful, but we got our challenges, right? But what is it about mm-hmm. music, the universal language, that people is able to, for even if it's just for a moment, Bing Crosby, man, I mean, any one of us, can tune in, and we would tune in to his delivery, his vocals, his style. I mean, we would just forget about whatever issues that we might have been facing at that time or any other time.
Yes. And now, stenography from Tiana Speaks.
First, before I do that, I want to know what you think of that song. I want to hear your opinions, because this is the song that you chose me to play. So what does this song mean to you?
Because I was a beautiful baby when my mom and pop brought me in the world. And, baby, look at me now.
You know what? I like the fact that, you know, you are absolutely unpredictable, you know, and that's why you have such amazing shows. Do you know that?
Yep. Remember now, you know, I always tell people that, you know, they're great all the time. I'm in the Hall of Fame. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, I told you I was a beautiful baby.
So, Bing Crosby, a.k.a. and Harry Lylas Crosby Jr., was an American singer and actor, the first multimedia star. He was one of the most popular and influential music artists of the 20th century worldwide. He was a leader in record sales, radio ratings, and motion picture grosses from 1926 to 1977. He made over 70 feature films and recorded more than 1,600 songs. His early career coincided with recording innovations that allowed him to develop an intimate singing style that influenced many male singers who followed, such as Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, Dean Martin, who we just listened to, Dick Haynes, Elvis Presley, and John Lennon. Yank Magazine said that he was the person who had done the most for the morale of the overseas servicemen during World War II. In 1948, American Pools declared him as the most admired man alive. Ahead of Jackie Robinson and Pope Pius XII. In 1948, Music Digest estimated that his recordings sold more than half of the 80,000 weekly hours allocated to recorded radio music in America. Now, brother, you heard that, you know, Yank Magazine said that he was the person who had done the most for the morale of overseas servicemen. Being as though you are an honorable person in the military, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, what can I say about Bing Crosby and what he brought to the table? And pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29, boy, you'll be just fine. And take the automotive by the quarter to four. Get on the train and you're in Baltimore. Don't be surviving, you be alive. And old Chattanooga, say bye-bye. And listen, he was the first person to use the microphone. Because back in the day, it was hard to really record, you know, in the way it was, you know, the old, you know, clay records and all that. But when he did live performances and caressed the microphone, he was the first ever artist, Tiana speaks, didn't have to holler. He caressed the microphone with the ba 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 ba. You know, what's the song? Over the light of the glimmering moon. You know, it's always like a smooth voice. He was the first person to caress the mic.
I have a question for you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know when your CD is coming out.
Never. All right, no. I'm a DJ. So on that note, let's go.
You know, it's CD, right? You heard us.
Listen, we love you always and forever. Now, our last track of the evening for all the folks that are out there. There's no way I can end the show without this man, a person who also fought for rights and sang at the March on Selma for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said that when he saw Dr. King in the crowd, all the things he was going through, even under the threat of death, that he only wanted to sing to him. The outstanding performer, par excellence, Mr. Tony Bennett, y'all.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
I've got you under my skin, I've got you deep in the heart of me.
You're so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me.
I've got you,
yes I do,
under my skin. Why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well?
I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats in my ear.
Don't you know? Mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Do just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you
like a tattoo
under my skin.
Under my skin.
Yes, I've got you
nice pancake.
Yes, indeed. The great Tony Bennett, y'all. What more can I say tonight? So proud of this show. I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery to just listen to the Great American Songbook. And this, of course, part one. I'll be back on next month for this outstanding edition. Hoodie Buckatoon, how do you feel about this night, man, and just the American Songbook that we provided right here at WBNN?
Hey, I really enjoyed that, man. It was great to take a trip back down memory lane. And in closing, thank you so much, Tiana Speaks. You're definitely a natural. Hey, and with Hall of Fame four-time fans of that Sound Therapeutic Selections, and you already know I'm the Magic Man Haru, right? And I am not Tony Bennett, so I will be in it.
You stupid. I love talking to him tonight. What more can we say that haven't already been said? And now we go to our stenography tonight. And I love this woman here. And thank you so much for bringing forth your honesty and what you have done tonight will stand the test of time. Just being a person that understands music and loves me more.
Yeah.
The more. And what more can I say? And I love you so much and what you can do about it. And now, the wonderful, outstanding, Mr. Tony Bennett.
Anthony Dominic Benedetto, known professionally as Tony Bennett, is an American retired singer of traditional pop standards, big band, show tunes, and jazz. Bennett is also a painter, having created works under his birth name that are on permanent public display in several institutions. He is the founder of Frank Sinatra School of Arts in Astoria, Queens, New York. Bennett began singing at an early age. He fought in the final stages of World War II as a U.S. Army infantryman in the European theater. Afterward, he developed his singing technique, signed with Columbia Records, and had his first number one popular song with Because of You in 1951. Several tracks such as Rags to Riches followed in 1953. He then refined his approach to encompass jazz singing. He reached an artistic peak in the late 1950s with albums such as The Beat of My Heart and Basie Swings, Bennett Swings. In 1962, Bennett recorded his signature song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. And ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
Brother O found it tonight on the American Soundbook.
Listen, y'all, I have one more song to play. And there's no way in the world I can't, you know, do this show, this song for all of you guys. I'm going to take the last call to ask this song. But, you know, Hootie Buckatoon, there's no way in the world, right? I can't not do this man tonight. And Tiana Speaks, more can I say than already been said. The great Sam Cooke, y'all. Please listen.
Oh.
If I go a million miles away, I'd write a letter each and nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Make me weep, and you can make me cry. See me coming, and you can pass me by. But honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Oh, you're the apple of my eye, your cherry pie, and oh yeah, your
cake and ice cream, and all your sugar and spice, and everything's nice. You're the girl of my dreams. But if you wanted to leave me and roam, when you got back, I'd just say welcome home. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you.
The great, great Sam Cooke. I couldn't end this show without playing him, period. If you listen to the many songs I've done for you guys since 2013, you know I always give a tribute every year to Sam Cooke. And the Honey Bar Coon Show is one of those tribute shows. And what more can I say tonight? This is Honey Bar Coon. Talk about your love for Mr. Sam Cooke.
Just pure soul, absolutely pure soul, man. I miss him. I appreciate the, you know, what he gave to the universal gift of music, man. Travel on, Sammy.
Yes. And our final sonography, and then I bring on the final call of the evening. Tiara speaks.
Samuel Cooke, known professionally as Sam Cooke, was an American singer and songwriter, considered to be a pioneer and one of the most influential soul artists of all time. Cooke is commonly referred to as the King of Soul for his distinctive vocals, notable contributions to the genre, and significance in popular music. Cooke was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and later relocated to Chicago with his family at a young age, where he began singing as a child and joined the Soul Singers as a lead singer in the 1950s. Going solo in 1957, Cooke released a string of hit songs, including You Send Me, A Change Is Gonna Come, Cupid, Wonderful World, Chain Gang, Twisting the Night Away, Bring It Home to Me, and Good Times. During his eight-year career, Cooke released 29 singles that charted in the top 40 of the Billboard Pop Singles Chart, as well as 20 singles. That is absolutely amazing. In the top 10 of Billboard's Black, let me stress, Black Singles Chart. Ladies and gentlemen, a legend right here today on WBNN. You heard it.
First of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery, and I have some news for all of you. Congratulations to me on my WBNN all-time connection record tonight with my 47th all-time. And second consecutive, with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honor at Lake Tech Hall of Famer. I am so proud. It took almost the end of the show, but I got it. How about that, y'all? How about that, Honey Bar Coon and Tiara? Yay to me again.
So,
yes.
I'm going to say congratulations, and what I'm going to say is not only congratulations, Brother O, but thank you for bringing me on as a co-host. I absolutely appreciate you because a couple of months ago, I would have never done this. Never done this. But you and your persistence and having me call in and do these things absolutely changed me and changed my life. You know, I was not ready. I said no to a lot of people, but I said yes to you because this is my home. And being as though this is my home, I'm always going to root for you, and I'm so proud of you.
and congratulations. And I can't wait to hear the 70th, the 80th, the 100th. Like, I'm waiting, and I'm very proud of you. And thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for your support as my friend. You know, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This man, you don't know, only takes off 48 days a year, okay? Not only that, he does this from his heart, you know? This show is not free, you know, but he gives us a home, you know, for our voices to be heard, you know? And I hope the hosts that are, you know, are listening hear this, you know? I hope that we can support each other because it's very important. Because we are such a great family, and every single one of you are amazing. We can just do absolutely amazing things together as a team. And look, and congratulations to Brother O.
Thank you so much, Tiana. Our new intern, y'all, the great Tiana Speaks. Now, our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever elect, like me this year, going to Only Honors, our fifth annual right here on December 6th. 2022, where we honor Cooney and I and Tara Strength going to the Hall of Fame as an enshrinee, Clev One as the Linear New Host of the Year for the Class of 2022. And this is a very important week, y'all, because we get a chance to vote, okay, on Friday, okay? Always on Black Friday, we vote for the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the WBNN Host of the Year for the Class of 2022, who will be this year's outstanding winner? The finalists are Tara Strength, Ansel Thomas Smith, Dr. Chichilla Janicia, and Jerry Petito. And we'll vote at that time. Honey Buckatoon, tell us about this night before we bring on the next caller.
I just want to say congratulations. You already know that I'm proud of you, Hall of Fame. Four times great. You know, it's always great to see you because you're already a winner. And for a person that will be one of the most fast persons that can ever incarnate here, with all the things that's happening, it's all so great, man. When you set the record, you set the bar high, and then you end up getting a record yourself. You know, so I'm you know, I'm proud of you, man, and I can't wait to celebrate. That's what I'm looking forward to. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. We will at the fifth annual Honors at ONE on December 6th of this year. It is our most sacred night, no foolish night. Okay. It is when we honor all of our people that are going into the International Radio Hall of Fame and then take care of WBNN business. With, of course, you know, the Lenny New Host of Year Club One, as well as who will be voted, who shall we render this year as the Host of the Year to honor the late, great Anna Waddell. Caller number two, you're live right now with Honey Bee Olasky.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are too much. Ava. This is Ava Holly, and I am so proud of all of you. I feel like... I know Tiana, but I feel like I know all of you, and I can't wait to meet you guys face-to-face, Hooney and Brother O. I mean, I feel like you're part of my family, even though we are part of a family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just feel like you're part of my family. Hooney, congratulations on your connection record. And I'm so excited because of Tiana's new role with WBNN. She's going to be my guest on Wednesday, and she starts her new intern show, and Hooney's going to be my guest next month, and Brother O, you were a guest on my show already once, so I think we need a little celebration, like a face-to-face celebration.
Yes, we do.
Maybe after
we're
the holidays,
we're going to
have
our own
day celebration.
We're going to work on that, and wait a minute, Ava, don't take my shine, it's my record, not Hooney's.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I made my record tonight. You just help me out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You guys are just freaking much.
Man.
That Magic Man is a bad man. I'm so bad. I can get a championship and don't even have a We Will Wear You show tonight. Ain't that something?
Wait a minute. You ready for this? I'll tell you like this. He's done it, man. He's done it. You know what I mean? And, you know, only a few have done it twice. You know what I mean? So, you know, Hoodie Barton has done that. And, you know, I'm real proud of, you know, being only one of four, you know, four records, but, you know, three hosts have ever done it. And that's Sheesus Powell, Queen Bakatoon, and I are the only ones that have done it in archive history. So I'm proud of that. But, you know, we're proud of what you're going to do on Wednesday night, Ava Holly. And, you know, just being strong and being part of the family, the dynasty that is WBNN, we're proud of you. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
I love you guys, too, very much.
Eva,
all right, we thank you so much.
Thank you, because you're the one that introduced me to WBNN. And because of you, my show is December 1st as a first year host intern, and I will be talking about truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. And my special guest is the wife of Kangle Kid from UTFO. Tune in, 9:30.
And the whole soundtrack of that evening will be UTFO. I cannot wait. Matter of fact, I'm talking, I can't wait. I already did the soundtrack. And I did the soundtrack in May. It's one of my soundtracks I haven't even played yet. You know what I'm saying? I did the soundtrack in May of 2022. Okay? I live, breathe music. Y'all see my beautiful caricature of me in my studio, and that's my actual studio. So let's do it before it's too late.
That's beautiful.
So thank you so much,
Ava
Holly.
That caricature is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Brother O, that caricature is beautiful.
Because I'm on my way.
Listen, I'm going to say it right now. No food. But anybody can eat except Tiana. But the fact of the matter is that the new catcher will have a beard, so that'll be coming out very, very shortly. Ava, thank you so much. We will see you on Wednesday.
Yes, guys. Take care. Love you.
All right.
Love you too.
Before I go into Ngozi time, of course, I'm going to let Tiana Speaks, our stenographer tonight, of our wonderful show, have final words. And then a Hall of Famer, only right to have our Hall of Famer talk last before Ngozi time. Tiana, the mic is yours.
So I would like to say thank you, Brother O, for,
having me
on your show. Thank you for giving me a spot for, you know, guys, if you're listening, you don't know. Some of you don't know, we have 18 million listeners, and you are part of that 18 million. And I just want to thank you, because without you, Brother O would not have, you know, meet his mark tonight, you know. So I appreciate you, because Brother O is like family to me. And I would like to say thank you, Brother O, for always, you know, class is always in session when we talk. You know, whether it's on the radio, whether it's off the radio, class is always in session, you know, and I appreciate you taking me back to a time where I didn't even exist. You know, it makes me wonder, you know, what life was like. You can hear in the music how times was different than now, you know, and I appreciate that. Thank you for, you know, taking me back in time, you know, without a vehicle. I appreciate it.
And, you know, we love you and nothing you can do about it. And what more can I say tonight that hasn't already been said about you? Just your exuberance. We love you. You love what we're trying to get accomplished, and that is, you know, to be great on purpose, to be dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. And I love you. You know, there's nothing more I can really, you know, embellish upon that, because you really have the opportunity to be great here. And there is no other way but to be great. I really appreciate the listeners I don't usually get emotional, but we put down hard work here at this network on a constant basis to love the people that we do our shows for. And
I appreciate your hard work. I honestly do.
It's something that is will stand the test of time. We do shows not because of fanfare, but we're here to save lives, and that's the key. And to music, hoping somebody stayed in the house and didn't want to hurt somebody tonight, and got a history lesson to boot. And that's what it's all about. And what more can I say that had already been said? You know, you have an outstanding opportunity with our network as an intern. You already have innovative options at your disposal. And
yeah.
I love you for that because you already know what you want to do. And that's the key. And, you know, we have a great commissioner of our network, you know, the great Dr. Chichilla J, and I really appreciate her. We have, you know, four Hall of Famers, one that's a decedent, and our great darling Lawrence, Andre Presley, you know, Huey Bacatoon, Jerry Petito, and now Tara Strength as an elect going into owning the honors. One more thing I say that hadn't already been said. You know, I'm so humbled tonight because anybody counting that robbery to listen to my show and learn about the American Songbook. And there will be a part two in December. I thank you so much, Tiana Speaks. Love you, nothing you can do about it.
You're so welcome. Have a great night, everybody and the listeners.
Huey Bacatoon, my twin of this year, man. We both be, you know, Hall of Fame, Lifetime Achiever, elects. You know, before I bring on my commissioner in Ngozi time, what more can you say tonight to us?
I just want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight, and it's well-deserved. Congratulations to Hall of Fame, four times great. What I want to say to you, sir, is your parents created something very special in the embodiment of you and the vision. And as a person and a real player in the game of life, you have so many different attributes, and you haven't been known for this, but I want to put it on air. You definitely is a recruiter and a scout. You got a great eye for talent. And like I say, I come from, you know, being a former bench warmer to an all-star player. And I have seen very few like you throughout my travels. And I love WBNN, and WBNN, in my personal book, is a gathering spot worldwide for many people to put aside whatever they're doing. And people look forward to the time in which we come on. Thank you so much. Love you, Tiana. Proud of you. You did a great job tonight.
Yes, she did. And what more can I say? Tonight, man, you know, last night's show was great by our fifth reigning commissioner, who's about to come on with Ngozi time. And to break her record, you know, is very, very important, you know, on my 47th all-time. And I just really, really proud of just the listening audience that has tagged with us for such a long, long time. I'm going to talk about that at the end, you know, giving honor to the most important people, not the sponsorship, not the producer, and not our hosts, but our listeners. And I have a tribute at the end. And now, the Honorable Dr. Chichilla J. with Ngozi time.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. Wonderful, wonderful programming tonight and your music. And I enjoyed Tiana Speaks and Brother Huey Bacatoon. And it's been great listening to what you all had to say about the music. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi _time and Oladele Millerway Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight oladele.ngozi@my.com. From Mothers and Fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for News Forum, Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at www.blogtalkradio.com, or you can tune in right here on WBNN. Also, stay tuned for our International Internet Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, Elect Terra Strength, and Know Your Rights tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And I want to take a moment to congratulate Brother Oladele Malewa Ngozi, our wonderful International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect, for his 47th all-time connection record with the wonderful historic Darling Lawrence Championship. Congratulations, Brother O. And now, back to you, Achiever Elect, Oladele Malewa Ngozi.
Well, first of all, before I let you go, I want to get a chance to talk about how great this commissioner has been. This young lady not only is a multimedia genius in her own right with, you know, Mike Test TV entertainment, but a person that loves people and honors the spirit of mankind. A woman that has a big heart and a soul. I am proud, as, you know, proprietor of this network, to have our fifth reigning commissioner. It's one of the greatest to ever do it. She's a woman, not only has an international following, but she is internationally accepted, but locally loved. Our great, great commissioner, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. I love you, and nothing you can do about it.
Love you too, Brother O. Thank you.
And now, in requiem, in memoriam, my cousin Valerie Kenner and Patricia Scott, one of the first people that listened to my show when we had Halcyon Days Productions. We only had 17 people on that air that night with the great Ricky R. Jones, who is our matriarch of our network. Valerie died in 2018. And to Louis, Priscilla, and Vanessa, my second cousins, who are listening tonight, I thank you very much. And I want to honor your mom. This show is dedicated to the memory of Valerie Kenner, my Aunt Malvina's daughter, Aunt Malvina Beverly, who saw the greatness in us tonight way back when, in 2012, before there was a Beverly Nation, when me and Ricky were trying to do the imperfect perfection and trying to hone our skills to be great. She told Ricky and I, keep on doing what you're doing. I'm emotional because Valerie's looking down on me tonight, one of my favorite cousins. Many times at family reunions, we loved each other, laughed and joked. And a lot of people think I'm funny, but, you know, Valerie is probably one of the most funniest people in my family. And she supported me in this endeavor of Blog Talk Radio, something that was a, you know, a beacon of light in a charted land. Valerie, I love you, and I miss you. It was those type of people that where the focus in our genesis of our network, those people that lingered and tied with us through the hard times in 2013, we were a fledgling network. Honor goes out to Lovely Ellis, Louis Devon Jr., the great, great, great Darlene Lawrence, the Pattersons of that first year, and one person that I love very dearly, who's still with us now. The outstanding 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Miss Antonia Batts, who's been here with me and still labors with us. The epitome of excellence and greatness. Our most tenured host since February 27, 2013. All those feelings of rapture and emotion are tied into what we try to do tonight. Shout out to great people that help us along the way. And those great people were our WBNN intern of the class of 2022, and really the class of 2023, since she came on here in October, she's part of the class of 2023. Tiana Speaks, and she'll be eligible for that outstanding award of Sonny Griffin next year if she's able to perform greatness. And to my man, my mellow, no eating Jell-O tonight, but Huey Bakatoon, who came on in 2017, will be celebrating his 6th year of broadcasting with us, 7 years of broadcasting totally, with starting with Larry Shepard at WPNN, and Lifetime Achiever-elect. One more can I say that has already been said. He loves radio, and I love him for it. Let us be the beacon of light that shines across the world. WBNN has no time for rebuilding. For rebuilding affords no such luxury. Time and time again, we must retool for a commitment to excellence to shine upon the world. Let my hands on the wheels of steel be a testament to all those who love the human race, to bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots for a little time, to listen to our great hosts, and for me to provide music that touches the soul of man. Let me be a tool. Let me be a vessel. Let me be continuous to be your servant. Like the good book says, the greatest of these shall be your servant. And I, to our internet radio world, I am your servant. I am not a big person. I'm here to serve you and to love what I'm doing. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Let us all understand that. Let us all be great. Let us all love these things we say are from 3 little words.
Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase, to hear those 3 little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it I have so clearly. 3 little words, 8 little letters, which simply mean I love you. What
I feel in my heart they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it I have so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you. Simply mean I love you.